It was the 11th fourth quarter comeback win under the stewardship of Kirk Cousins. Welcome back in studio with Clinton Portis. I'm Bram Weinstein. And he took a shot on the chin to get that first one to Brian Quick. An amazing, amazing comeback by the Redskins.
I mean, when you look at Kirk Cousins, just taking that shot, being able to stand tall in the pocket, not fleeing the pocket, not really getting gunshot in the hole, knowing you got a makeshift offensive line, going against a tough defense in Seattle, just to engineer those drives, to throw the strike to Quick, to throw the big pass to Doxson, it was amazing.
So the Redskins are coming off a game against the Legion of Boom, whose reputation precedes itself. I don't think people realize how great Minnesota's defense is this year. It's a real challenge for the Redskins today.
People definitely understand how great. You look at all three levels of this defense. You go to the D-line. They have Everson Griffin, 10 sacks already. You look at the linebacker corps, Anthony Barr. Then you look at the DBs,
Xavier Rhodes.
And you go to the safety position, Harrison Smith. So these guys have a playmaker on every level, and they're going to present a challenge. So
listen to these numbers. Total defense, 2. Points per game, 3. Yards a game, 4th. Rush yards per game, 3rd. Pass yards per game, 7th. Third down percentage, 2nd. Nobody's doing anything. There's nothing there that says that's their deficiency.
Well, I mean, you just got to come out and play this game. This is going to be an even game across the board. They have guys, when you look at the DB, Xavier Rhodes, who can take you out of the game. He's going to take your best receiver out of the game. Great thing for us. Who does he cover? I'm sure he's going to be on Doxson. You still throw it up and hope that Doxson make these plays. You look at the tight end position. If we could get Vernon Davis in a mismatch, that's been our best mismatch the entire season. Again, Kirk Cousins just protecting the ball. What we need to establish is to find a way to not get one-dimensional and at least attempt to run the ball. Because against this team, with Everson Griffin blazing off the corner like he's blazing off, you can't get one-dimensional and just leave Kirk as a sitting duck.
All the changes, all the injuries, and even since 2015, only the Patriots and the Saints have more 400-plus yard days. So Jay Gruden, Kirk Cousins, and this group, they're figuring it out, especially this year with all the changes that have occurred.